in Buddhist psychology, as many of you might know, there's it's not five senses, but six senses. And so the mind or heart is considered the sense door. So sounds and ear come together, there's a hearing happening, visual object, the eye, and there's a visual awareness, we could say. And in the same way, the heart or mind gets in contact. You could think of it like this. It comes in contact with emotions, moods, states of mind, ideas, impressions, things said, heard, seen, images that are still like pictures, vague, sharp, defined, moving images, videos. No, I said that. No, you said that. You know, you can see this point, seen from your point of view, from far away. And so it's sensitive in this way, sense. We're sensitive at the ear door, the skin, and in the heart. We're sensitive to impressions, ideas that cross our mind. And I don't know how it is for you, but for me, before I started practice, and still a lot of the time, when there is an idea that comes to my mind, a thought, I'm a believer. You know, give me an idea and I'll believe it. You know, so this day is going to be really long. Yes, it's going to be really. I believe it's true. It's going to be very long. And if 10 minutes later, oh my God, it's going to finish soon. I want to practice more. Yes. You know, I just believe my thoughts. Any thoughts I have, like, I'm doing pretty good out here. Yes, I'm doing pretty good. I suck at this. Yes, I just believe. Give me a thought, I'll believe it. You know, so call this, would it be right to call this adhesion? When you adhere to an ideology or, you know, like sticky, come like this. So that's a lot, for a lot of us, this is how it is. You know, I think of something. There's a fusion, refused, or duped, fooled, entranced, fascinated. There's many ways to occupied, under occupation. You know? And so thoughts land there, and emotions, and we just follow it. You know, discouragement comes. No, nothing's gonna ever work. You know, and if it happens to be followed by hope, then we'll just hope. You know, it's gonna be fine. You know? And so as we sit here, we learn to go on the middle path, we call it, maybe. So the middle path is always the middle path between extremes. So one extreme is to adhere, believe, you know, and the other extreme would be to reject. I should not be thinking, I should not be having moods, I'm meditating. You know. And so the middle path in the middle is to acknowledge what is there, the thought has landed, passed by, or it's bringing a strong impression, you know. So being awake. So that's, we call it a path, but it's more like a fine line that we keep falling off on one side or the other. And so as we sit here, you know, the idea is to allow temperature to rise and fall, you know, cold, warm, and not be like, pushing it away or wanting it, but this is how it is. Now it's cold, now it's warm. In the same way, the breath comes and goes, and we learn to acknowledge that it's there, alive, and it comes and goes. And sounds come, some pleasant sounds come. We allow them to be, you know, we don't want to grasp, oh my God, what bird is this? I want the birds like this. Where I live, you know? It's just a bird. Bird happens, beauty happens, pleasantness happens at the ear door. We let it arise, be fully known. So we're not cynical, we're not, pleasantness passes. No, it's not like this. Oh, beauty touches. Or something unpleasant comes, we allow it to be felt. And can we stay balanced in the middle of unpleasant? Sound, sensation, and so with the mind or heart door, different things will come. Can we allow, you know, these events, phenomena to happen in the mind and not be caught but aware that this is what's happening? Oh, this is what it feels like in the inner world right now, where this is how perturbed it is, or how flat it is, or how uncertain and scary it is, or kind it is. So being aware of the field, becoming sensitive, awake to the different things. So we don't have to push away the thoughts, but allow them to come, be known, the event itself. It's a really unusual way to be with thoughts. Usually we just follow what it says, and now we're invited to be awake to the fact that there's a thought arising in the mind, that being produced, you know, and what happens to it after. Yeah. So that's an area where we can wake up, become sensitive and awake also. So that's maybe that's what we call practice. Shall we try it a little bit? And so the plan for the afternoon, you might want to know a little bit, is to sit a bit, talk a little bit about dana, an aspect of the retreat that is important, I think, and walk a little bit, and then there'll be a dharma talk, some teachings, some ideas about the practice that will be presented. And we'll sit a little bit again, maybe metta, or walk and sit, and et voilà. Okay. In the instructions of the Buddha regarding that events at the mind door, especially with the moods and mind states and qualities of mind and emotions, is extremely simple in a way. It says when the mind is scattered, know the mind as scattered. When the mind is gathered, or concentrated, know the mind as gathered, or concentrated, or quiet. When the mind is has ill will, know that there is ill will. When the mind is, expensive, know that the mind is spacious or expensive. So he's not saying it shouldn't happen, it's saying, seems to be saying, be aware, wake up, get interested in the state of the heart or mind. So at this digestive moment in your life, notice the quality of the heart or mind. And see if it can be okay that it's like this. Sometimes there's a wave of frustrations or irritation. Sometimes there is waves of calm, or benevolence, friendliness. Can it be okay that it's like this right now? Can it be known? Let's see what happens when we bring in this very powerful quality of mindfulness, of being aware, non-judgmental, curious. see if you are aware of what's happening at the mind door. Either the presence or the absence of thought, or the kind of mood in there. Is it friendly or not? Attentive or not? Present or absent? Minded? Caught? Lost? Or awake? No judgment, just let's be factual here. Sometimes just asking the question, how is the heart-mind, what's the attitude, what quality is there, it changes the inner field. Something wakes up and becomes more kind,